Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
The threat of disaster is never pleasant.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast.
These safety measures are essential.
The only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment.
This will be your source of survival instructions and information. Every member of the family must be coached in the business of survival.
Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
We're back.
Oh, baby.
Feels good to be back.
This is the BBs, the BB episodes.
The what?
The back to the basics.
Oh, yeah.
The BBs.
B to B.
The B to the B.
B to the B. And today's...
The bed and breakfast of...
B&B.
Yeah. Yes.
Today's very important episode.
It is a very... This one's close to my heart.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so...
Right next to it.
Yeah.
Almost got it.
This is our 10th episode.
God, really?
In our Back to the Basics series.
You lying?
And, no, I ain't. I'm oh not even kidding
We only got
you.
Two more.
Yeah, not even kidding
I think.
You. But we're going to talk about first aid.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Not third.
No.
First.
Second aid.
Second aid.
Yeah. But yeah, when it's life or death, knowing what to do in the first few minutes probably save a life.
It really would.
Probably save a life.
Yeah.
So it's very important. First aid need not be overlooked.
Need not be overlooked.
Because it is important. Just throwing a little first aid kit in your bag is helpful, but you need to know more. And that's what we're going to talk about today is like all this stuff with first aid. You're going to like it. Probably save you an urgent care visit, maybe.
Well, yeah, which is going to be like a couple $100 probably.
Yeah, probably. Jeez.
You want to know if you want to build a first aid kit, how to do it? Get BattleBox.
Ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie. It's the monthly subscription box full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, outdoor enthusiasts, and casual preppers. Each month, BattleBox sends you the coolest selection of hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear, all valued at far more than what you'd normally pay. You never know what's in the next box, but here's a sampling of what users received this month. The Prepared Hero Emergency Fire Blanket. Yeah, the Kelly Kettle Trekker. Uh-huh.
Now
all
you know.
This badassness starts at just $34.99 per month. They've shipped over 1 million boxes and one best subscription box of 2020. Our listeners get 15% off when you sign up at BattleBox.com/casual preppers. Get your first BattleBox plus 15% off at BattleBox.com/casual preppers.
Perfect. I think I've gotten like four or five There's first
and like
aid kits for
good
BattleBox.
Ones too.
Yeah, good ones.
Ones. Not
good
the
quality.
Cheap garbage stuff.
No.
Okay, so what is first aid, Cam? That's what we're going to talk about. If you don't know what it is, you're
it's
a big
the first
dumb
aid
dummy.
That you get, not
yeah.
the second aid. Or
it's
third
basically
aid, like
that
said.
Immediate care that you give to someone who has like a sudden illness or injury before professional medical help arrives. So we're not saying you're going to become a primary care doctor here. Right. No, we're saying like this is first aid. This is just something that when needed that you can help keep someone alive or healthier or without having to cut off their arm later on or something. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about stabilizing a situation before you can get the professionals there to really get something done.
Yeah.
And so why is this important, you know, especially for preppers? Because, look, in an emergency, every second counts, and especially with these types of things. The faster you recognize a problem and take action, the better the outcome. Like, in normal life, first responders, they're at least a few minutes away.
Yeah, unless you're in Italy.
Unless you're in Italy, and then it's instantaneous.
It's like 3 seconds. It's like 3 minutes.
That's a throwback to a joke from, like, 5 years ago. So,
yeah,
maybe 3 years
ago. If you've
ever
listened, yeah.
Yeah. But what if help isn't coming? Right? Maybe you're in an SHTF situation. The hospitals are overwhelmed, roads are blocked, or maybe you're deep in the back country all alone with just you and your buddy, you know, and you got to save them. Your ability to handle medical situations could honestly mean survival. That could be it. So here's the thing. Emergencies, they can happen at any time, but preppers kind of think beyond everyday accidents. Here are some things you should be prepared for in everyday scenarios as well as SHTF. So we think about things like cuts, scrapes, and wounds. It's very you know, normal. That happens all the time. So like an everyday scenario, you're cooking dinner, you slice your finger.
Yep.
No
Pretty
big deal.
Common.
Happens all the time, but you can just grab a bandage, you can move on. But let's think about a prepper scenario with sort of the same type of wound. How about you're working with tools post-disaster and you cut yourself?
Yeah.
Now there's no ER, there's no tetanus shots. So an infection could be like life-threatening.
It's a knife that you just cut a deer open, chop some wood, and who knows what else.
And
got
now
lint
just,
all over it.
And now you've just sliced through your hand, right? So you need to have proper wound care supplies. You need to have antiseptics. You need to have a plan to handle infections.
Yeah.
And you need to know what to do right there as it happens, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. You really do have to have, like, you have to take everything much more serious when it's like, I might not be able to take this to the doctor.
And this is why people used to die all the time at, like, 15. Because we didn't understand how to do this stuff, and we couldn't take them to urgent care, right? Also, how about burns? This thing, oh, this scares me. Burns, like thermal,
worst,
chemical, electrical burns, all very scary. Everyday scenario, you accidentally grab a hot pan. You're dumb. Now you hurt. But you have running water. You have ointment. You're going to be okay, right? But say you're in a prepper scenario.
Yeah.
You're like using a backup cooking setup, maybe like on a wood stove or a fire pit or something like that, and you get a serious burn. Or maybe you got a wildfire that just... You just singed half of your back side off. We don't know, right? So you need to have...
Now your prepper hand's done.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you have...
You've got that's when you cut it off. And just
burn
right
dressings. You got you have to have cooling gels. You have to have fire safety plans. You know, all those things need to be part of your first aid plan here.
Yeah.
Fractures, sprains, strains. This stuff, like I strain stuff all the time. People sprain stuff all the time. Fractures, not so much, but... How about an everyday scenario where you twist your ankle stepping off a curb? You dummy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, well. Just get in your car.
Yeah.
Go to work.
Go
to
work.
Put it on ice.
Exactly. Ice, rest it, take it easy. You're going to be fine. But how about in a prepper scenario that you're like 6 miles into a bug out situation? You're carrying gear. You might have a kid on your back too or something. Suddenly you roll your ankle or you break a bone.
Yeah.
You can't just say, well, I guess I'll just rest it.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope.
That's not going to work.
Wildfire's coming or the zombies horde.
100%, Cam. You're right. So you have to consider mobility issues in your evacuation plan. Like maybe that means you need to have crutches or splints or a backup method of transportation in case walking isn't an option.
Yeah.
You know, all this, man, is so hard to consider when it comes to first aid.
It changes it all.
It really
for
does.
Sure, like you said.
This is probably the scariest one to me. It's like a medical emergency.
I know.
It freaks me out, dude, because it
makes most people panic, right?
It really does. So maybe you're just like at dinner.
Well, everybody pretty much.
You're out to dinner and someone has a heart attack or maybe they have an allergic reaction. You can just call 911.
Yeah.
This actually happened to me last week when I was at I was out of town working. We were in this like production trailer, and there was like three girls that were in the trailer that were like judges for this.
Wait a minute!
I had three girls.
I think your wife knows about.
She knows. I told her. but anyways, one of them all of a sudden just like just fell over. One of them fell over and started to seize.
She no kidding.
Yeah. Oh, luckily, geez. My the guy I work with, he's an EMT or he's a fire guy. He's on the, I don't know what he does. He causes fires all over town. And
you're like, safety pin her tongue right now.
Cam said I need to put a safety pin in her tongue. Throw a wallet at her face. That's what I heard.
Put a Band-Aid on her.
Luckily, he was there and, you know, was able to figure it
out.
Yeah,
it's creepy stuff, though.
But what if that happens, like, if you're in the woods or in a remote location or you're in an SHTF situation where you cannot call 911? You need to be able to
deal with it.
You need to deal with it right away. So you need to know how to recognize serious medical conditions very early. You need to have medication stocked up, maybe blood pressure meds. You need to have aspirin if there's a heart attack, EpiPens.
Yes.
That type of stuff. So that's why first aid is so important to understand as a prepper and to be more prepared.
Yeah. Not only just that first kit, even though that's what we're talking about.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Like there's more skills that are involved
yes,
in this.
100%.
So let's talk about the kit itself, building your first aid kit. And there's a couple, there's a variety of kits. So like... There's the home kit, and that's usually like your larger, more comprehensive kit that has your OTC meds, it has multiple bandages, it has ace bandages and splints and all that stuff. It's like stuff you're not going to be carrying this huge kit everywhere, mm-hmm. but it's a medical supply for your family that you store at home. Mm-hmm. Like you should have a really big kit for all of that stuff. Not just an urgent care card.
It's like, this call. Is my plan.
Yeah.
Call Cameron.
You can get a lot more supplies and store them in all of your other preps. Mm-hmm. And then the next one's like your portable kit. And this is, you know, when we say FAC or IFAC, it applies to more like the portable kits.
Yes.
And they're for your vehicles, your EDC, your bug out bags, your get home bags, and things like that.
There's so many kits.
There are a million kits.
But it's really nice that when you have like six different kits out there, because like they're always available.
Man, it's crazy how many I have like in so many places. Like I've got like one or two in each car,
that's
RV,
the ones that,
out in the, I just got to get into cache out in the garden.
Yeah. My car kits are the ones that get used the most.
They do. And they're usually the ones that are out of bandages, right?
100%.
Always.
Yep.
But yeah, these portable kits are nice. And there's pre-built ones, and there's some really nice pre-built ones. So you have to do your research on that. Like, I love the MyMedic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have individual stuff that you can build your own. So I do recommend, we always recommend that you build your own, because you can, then you know what's in it, how to use the things that are in it, and the quality of stuff that's in it. But there are good pre-built ones. And it's nice. You just throw them in your backpack. You're ready to go. It's in a little pouch or something like that. And then there's also workplace and community kits. You know, you've seen the medical kit that's up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be familiar with that and what's in it. Also, you've got defibrillators and things like that. At the workplace, you should know where these are. Most of those, for the most part, like all of them kind of walk you through what to do, which is nice.
Yeah, I was actually, but we have one here.
It's nice
in
to
the
get
office.
Familiar with it so that you're more efficient with it.
I keep thinking I should look at it and see how to use it.
It's crazy how they're spelled out very
are
well.
They? Okay, yeah. Good.
Like it tells you everything, and then once you've got the leads on, like it walks you
Here's
through.
Here's my thing though, when to use it.
Yeah.
Like that's scares
true.
Me.
That's
like,
true. Then you go back to your ABCs, you know, airway, breathing, if they're not. But yeah. So reviewing that stuff is important, because you don't want to slap a defibrillator on someone that's just, you know, passed out.
Tummy ache.
Hey, did you try to? That'll wake him up. We get
he's been asleep since
20
noon.
Joules shooting through you.
Yeah.
And then essential items for every kit. Mm-hmm. So regardless of all these different ones, these are the things that should be in all of them. Number one is the wound care stuff. That's the stuff that's going to be used the most.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what you think about when you think of a first aid kit.
It
it's going to be like taking care of the bleeds and the scratches. Band-aids, gauze, adhesive tape, antiseptic wipes, and wound closure strips. Like some people include suture stuff into this. But if you don't know how to do that, most of the time you're not going to be packing like a trauma. A bunch of trauma items. So for the most part, you can get like they
I'm
have those little.
Trauma with me.
trauma kit.
Oh, trauma kit.
They, those little wound closure strips are really nice because they work like sutures.
Yeah.
They just adhere and you can pull wounds shut and then you can eventually address it later. I'll get to that tomorrow.
All right.
That jugular's fine.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah. Burn care. You can throw in a lot of the little pouches that have like burn gel, burn dressing and stuff can be added into all these kits. I would definitely do that. Burns are so common.
They really are. And we got a great burn kit from BattleBox.
We did
like last year.
I used quite a bit of that.
Too,
like,
yeah.
One of my kids burned. It's really nice to have that stuff that's soothing because you can't do a lot.
It's
for
just
burns.
Pain, man.
It
the pain
sucks.
Is horrible.
So yeah, having a little water gel thing that you can put on it just to ease the pain. It's really helpful. And then pain and illness like pain relievers, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, allergy meds, and histamines, and acids like. All that stuff's available everywhere. Like you might as well
Pepto Man
put it in your kits. Like all of them should have some of these medicines, whether it be in like a little pill organizer or you can even buy like a large pouch on Amazon that has individual packages, which is super cool.
I know. I've been thinking about getting one of those
because most of me like these like pre-built kits. It's like I can't even read what it is.
I know.
I've been thinking all the about generic names and it's like confusing.
Getting one like that just to keep in my vehicle because it always seems like we're out of town and it's like oh we don't have any ibuprofen or we don't have this
because a whole bottle isn't convenient all the time. We usually have one in there.
I know, but if you had like a pack that had all that different stuff, that's in. Like
tiny little pouch throw it in your glove compartment.
It's a great idea.
So those things are important to have those medicines. The other thing is tools, scissors, tweezers, gloves, CPR mask, thermometer. There's a lot of really small little things that you can throw in there that just protects you and allows you to do more with like your medical kit. And they talked about medicines already. So
yeah.
Did you have anything else on there? Do you want
No.
Okay. Specialized gear. And this is where like you can build your kit more advanced based on the skills that you have. Mm-hmm. Splints, tourniquets, and hemostatic agents like C-locks, quick clot. Those are nice. I mean, that's a little pouch you can just pour on a wound that's bleeding like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
For the most part, like, and then put pressure on it. Super easy to get and very useful.
And it just helps coagulate.
Yeah, sort of just stops the bleeding and helps you to get control of it faster. Cause that's like the first thing with a bad bleed. And then suture kits, like I said, if you have the skill to do it and you want to have it, even if you're like, I'd like to have it just if I have somebody I know that's skilled enough, it's in my kit and ready to go. Those are nice to buy. They're available everywhere pretty much. But buy some nice stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to build a home kit, especially, I would spend a little more money on nicer equipment.
Yeah.
And then how to store your kit. Use waterproof, durable containers. You could do like a plastic Tupperware type thing that holds all of your stuff in there. I like the bags that are kind of mesh so that you can see what's in there. Like the bandages are here, the medicine's here, the tools are here. Some of them fold out. But I would make sure you get something that's more organized because typically with a medical emergency, you're trying to get to stuff quick.
Yes.
And you want it to be nice and organized and visible. So there's a lot of nice kits that have like the mesh zipper bags that you just can see where everything is. Those are the best. Or a little drawer system, you know, they have some that have wheels. You can just wheel
it out.
They're
pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. But very important to have these med kits, keep them organized, and buy nicer gear to go into it. Nicer, spend a little more money on those good Band-Aids. It's worth it.
Those cheap Band-Aids that just fall off in 5 minutes piss you off so bad.
Such garbage. Yeah.
Oh, it drives you nuts. Something I think is great to have in a first aid kit is something to rehydrate you.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
And you know what the easy way to do it is? Get some Element. Because if you didn't know, electrolyte deficiency or imbalances can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, and weakness. And as people want to be prepared and ready for anything, the last thing you need is something that will slow you down when you need to be ready the most. That's why we at Casual Preppers have teamed up with Element. It is a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing that you don't. We think Element is perfect for bug out bags and EDC kits because it contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio. 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium. Casual Preppers listeners can get a free Element sample pack when you make any purchase through our exclusive Casual Preppers link. The sample pack includes one packet of every flavor. They also offer no questions asked refunds on all orders, and you don't even have to send it back. This offer can be claimed by first-time and returning Element customers, but this offer is exclusively available through our VIP Element Partners link. Go to drinkelement.com/casualpreppers to get your order and your free sample pack with any purchase. That is drinkelement.com/casualpreppers.
Yeah, this is perfect to go in a med kit.
It really is.
Water's gross by itself.
It really is. There's times where it's delicious.
It is delicious.
But sometimes it's not. Yeah. So let's talk about some essential first aid skills. Because when those emergencies hit, keeping someone alive until help arrives is a goal. And you have to have some skills. It's not just about the kits, right?
Yeah, it really is.
You need to know how to apply the things that are in the kits to the person who might be dying or whatever that might is. And again, I don't know why I got this section because
it's basic.
This should be Cam, but I'm going to let him.
It's Casual.
Yeah, it's Casual. I'm going to let Cam speak up when I say something
for
stupid.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, number one, you need to know how to stop bleeding.
Yeah.
Hemorrhage control is very important because blood is super important for our bodies, if you didn't know. It's very important to keep inside of our bodies. So apply direct pressure with a clean cloth. That should be a no-brainer. I hope you all understand that. I'm a big dumb dummy, and I can figure that piece out. But if the bleed is bad, you might have to use something like a tourniquet.
Yep.
Get it high, get it tight.
Don't be afraid of the tourniquet. Like, yeah. I think a lot of that misconception about, like, you're going to limb's going to fall off.
Yeah.
If it's to stop a bleed, like,
you need to do it.
You want to sacrifice the limb.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose the limb.
Most likely.
You'll probably die first.
Exactly.
This isn't medical advice.
So understand how to use a tourniquet and know where to use it and how to use it and those types of things. It doesn't go on your neck. Doesn't go on your belly. Yeah. This is on a limb.
You can stop that bleed if you do that.
Stop
the heart.
Hemostatic agents like Quick Clot or Celox, they can help. Cam already mentioned this. They can help stop severe bleeding. They can just aid in that process. Throw that shit on there. Put your cling cloth.
It's what the medics do. So
yeah, and they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I assume
they do.
All right. How about CPR and rescue breathing?
Yeah,
you need to know the basics of CPR for adults, kids, and infants because they're all slightly different. And it feels like the parameters change every time I go back and look at CPR.
700 compressions.
Yeah. Just compressions.
Use one hand. Breathe first. Yeah. Blow on their nose. Yeah.
Compressions till you die.
You do need to review this stuff pretty often.
It seems like, I haven't done a class for a really long time, but it's
so they suck.
Important. Yeah, that's not very fun.
They're terrible. And they're way too long.
You can use masks or shields for protection because most people are disgusting.
Yeah.
And you look at them, you're like, I'm not putting my lips on their lips. Ugh. Yeah. It's like, have you seen that Seinfeld where the the guy falls into the pool and they bring him out and he's like laying there like dying and Jerry and Newman are looking at him like, well, he might die.
I think there's a lot of hesitation there.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand that.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think I would be like,
those little masks, you can carry one on a keychain now.
Yeah.
Like super nice.
You look like an idiot, but you can do it.
Hold on.
Yeah. But if they're not breathing, start chest compressions ASAP. Again, all this is not medical advice, by the way. Don't take medical advice from a podcaster. Okay?
Yeah.
Treating burns. We've talked about this several times. Cool burns with clean, cool water.
Yeah.
They say don't use ice. I think that's correct. I don't know.
Cool, clean water. Best direction there.
That sounds like an old country song. Cool, clean water. Right?
Sounds like grandpa.
It does.
Awesome water.
That's awesome water. Cover with sterile, non-stick dressings.
Yes. A lot of people like to put Band-Aids on these, and then they just tear the whole top layer off. See, I got burned here.
Hurts just thinking about it, bro. Leave blisters alone.
Yeah.
They protect the wound.
Yeah. Your body, like a lot of people don't understand, your body is made to take care of itself.
Your body's a wonderland.
It really is.
That's what I heard.
Money. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Why do you make everything country? That wasn't a country song.
That wasn't.
Okay.
Money.
Now it's.
Can't do it. No one can do John Mayer's voice. But yeah, like. Your body protects itself, and it takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely do you always, like a lot of people try to intervene too often by going to urgent care. Complain all the time about that.
I know.
If anybody from urgent care is like, that dude's made me lose so much money.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Okay. How about fractures, sprains, and strains? You got to know how to immobilize fractures. They say you don't want to move broken bones. You just want to immobilize it.
Yeah. So simplest thing, just isolate the joints above and below would break. If anything, do that and then you can figure out.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Then we got rice. Rest, ice, compression, elevation, ham fried rice.
It's crazy how many people don't do this.
Yeah.
It's like, it's simple.
It's so
simple.
Keep it
simple.
Splint it. If they need to stay mobile for some reason.
Yeah.
You need to keep rolling because the wildfire's getting you. You know what I mean? Yeah,
exactly.
You don't rice at that point. That's not a time for rice.
Okay. No.
No. How about choking?
Yeah, I hate choking.
I do too. Use the Heimlich maneuver. I don't think they call it the Heimlich anymore. Right?
Why not?
The guy Heimlich didn't want
pedophile or something? It's usually what happens.
He's like Jared from Subway.
These guys have some super well-known name. They find out. They're like, they were a dirtbag.
Well, he liked little boys, so we can't call it the Heimlich.
We call it the Heimlich.
Heimlich.
Did they really not? I've never even heard.
I've heard that they don't. So maybe I'm lying.
Is it too confusing? So they're like, it's the chest thrust method.
I think it's something like that they call it now. So if they can't breathe, use the Heimlich maneuver. For infants, you want to use the back blows and the chest thrusts.
Yeah, exactly.
Chest thrust! But only when they're choking. Yeah, only when they're choking. This isn't just a normal everyday thing you want to do. Yeah. Recognize choking signs and act fast. I mean, if you don't know someone's choking, I don't know what to tell you, but yeah. You can usually tell.
Yeah,
if they're choking. Shock management. Oh, this is something that's bad. Mm-hmm. You gotta know how to see it. The signs are they got cold, clammy skin. They got a fast pulse and they're confused.
Yeah.
Probably other signs too, but yeah. Those are...
Something's wrong. Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're
you
in
usually
shock.
Tell.
They're in shock.
They look pretty miserable and pretty just like... They look like they've seen a ghost
because
they're becoming one. Mm-hmm.
They're on their way to being one themselves. Lay them down, elevate their eggs, keep them... Well, eggs. I think I'm in shock.
Are you replying? Is this female we're talking about?
If it's a male, you don't
get
need
your
to
eggs up. You feel better.
I think I'm in shock. I have a confusion. That's a crazy thing to say. Elevate their eggs.
It just went so fast. Oh man, that's awesome. You took my place on
these
this. Thank
days.
You.
Eggs are really expensive. You want to keep them elevated, okay?
Whoa! First things first. Make
you
sure
got
his eggs aren't going to crack.
Yeah, elevate their legs.
Yeah,
keep them warm because they get cold. Apparently, shock can be deadly. Don't ignore it.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep them eggs up.
And then in addition, is just like basic wound management.
Yeah, just like post wound.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like some people are like. Clueless on how to honestly, a lot of people are clueless on so many things medical. It's
oh,
so
sure,
frustrating.
Yeah. No, they just know they got to go to urgent care.
I know we're so reliant on that system. Mm-hmm. Not saying anything's wrong with urgent care. If you feel like you need to go there,
go
ahead.
Yeah,
but people have lost the skill of knowing how to take care of themselves.
They really have,
and leaving their body to take care of itself.
That's right.
You don't know what you're doing. I'm taking you into urgent care.
Stupid body, biological meat sack. Don't know what you're doing. Stupid idiot. First aid doesn't have to be super complicated. Learn it, practice it, be ready. You can take classes, you can watch videos,
so many videos
books.
Man,
the skills are very
I refer to them every day when someone comes in. Hold on, gotta go watch YouTube.
You said your throat hurts, I gotta figure out where that's at.
Oh, right,
watch
back.
My throat video.
Sore throat.
The throat is located between the chin and the chest.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right above the eggs.
Yeah. Elevate the eggs first.
Yeah.
But yeah. So with medicine, first aid, mistakes to avoid and lessons to learn. Yeah. Common mistakes, just as we were joking about, people just don't take the time to learn basic skills.
Yeah.
How their body can take care of itself. What's an emergency? Like stuff that they can take care of on their own and not have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
That is like... My biggest push on this is just like learn some basic medical skills.
Learn how to
it's
know.
Like my mom, we grew up on a farm. She was not a nurse, didn't do anything in medicine, but I trusted her more than any nurse. Like she knew how to take care of
she
everything.
She takes my
it's
blood.
So crazy. Yeah. You can see all scars on my face.
Yeah.
They were taped shut.
She spins my blood for stuff.
Yeah. She got centrifuge, right?
Prostate
there.
Exams, all the stuff she does for me.
I go see her every checkup. Mom, I've been peeing weird.
Does this feel like cancer to you, lady?
Exactly. Can you check my wife's eggs?
Are these elevated enough, her eggs?
Yeah, so, but not knowing basic skills or how to use your kit. That is probably the biggest thing. A lot of people carry a kit. They don't know how to use anything that's in there. Bought a trauma kit. What do I do with it?
Yeah.
A lot of people will go over the top and they still don't even know how to put a Band-Aid on a property.
That boy knows how to use his kit. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So you need to know how to use it and what's in there. And you need to know the basic skills that Kobe just went over.
I know what's in there.
The other thing, ignoring expiration dates, medications, medical supplies, they do expire.
Don't tell me that.
Most aren't dangerous, but they're not as useful. And like medications, most often just lose their potency.
Unless,
so it's like
liquids different though, right?
Liquids, I would just throw away.
Throw that stuff away.
Yeah.
Don't drink it.
Don't trust anything.
No matter
liquid,
how thirsty
unless
you
it's
are.
Pure alcohol, it's fine.
Yeah. No matter how thirsty you are. Don't
but yeah,
drink
medication
it.
And stuff, they need to be switched. Like the expiration means it's slowly losing its effectiveness. And then supplies and stuff like that. Old Band-Aids, you're using old Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, it's been sitting in, like, your truck forever. Mm-hmm. It's, like, it just rips apart.
And just, like, crumbles.
They kind of break down. It's crazy. So those supplies, you need to go through and make sure that the expiration dates, that you're holding true to those and switching out your supplies. Relying on store-bought kits.
Yeah.
Man, I saw, like, the dollar store has a huge aisle of medications and medical supplies.
They do.
It's all garbage.
It's trash stuff.
Like, you can put it together and give it for a Christmas gift. But for your own kit, I wouldn't use it.
Don't use it.
And not replenishing used items. That's the biggest frustration ever. My kids will, like, scrape their leg. They'll go to the car. They'll take a Band-Aid out, open six of them because they stick them together, and they're like, messed that one up.
Yeah.
And then when we go camping and I get into that kit, it's gone. Like, all the Band-Aids are gone. So you need to replenish the items and check on your kits often to see if your kids have ruined everything.
Agreed.
It's typical. Typical. But the other thing is, like, some of those old ones, some of the old stuff, like, the little, I've had alcohol wipes just dry out. You open it up and you're like, what is this?
Happens all the time.
So frustrating. Yeah. So make sure you check your supplies. Make sure they're replaced, expirations and all that. Other pro tips, take a first aid course.
Yeah.
There is a ton of stuff online.
Yeah, there is.
You can take online courses. You can, like, review videos. Like, we have time to do this stuff. The other thing that I would say is probably one of the most important is to get a first aid book and add it to your kit.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people are like, if it's not up here, it's not useful.
Yeah.
But for real, like, in the medical community, we reference books all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you,
like, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. If they don't. Yeah.
What would the Hobbit do here?
Yeah. We refer to books. But seriously, like, just add a first aid book to your first aid kit, because a lot of that is all easily explained in those.
Yeah, and, like, most of the time, hopefully the person's not just, like, dying.
Exactly.
Like, within 30 seconds. If it's a bad cut, like, say, okay, let's put something on it.
And now, then you can go, like, what can I do with this? What medications to give for that? Yep. Most of the time, you're not going to be in a hugely traumatic situation.
Hopefully.
And the other thing is, like, print out guides. If you don't have time to take a class to learn how to suture, there's a ton of guides. Splinting can be a little bit complicated. Mm-hmm. You can print out a splint guide. Like, 3M has all this stuff available on their website.
Mm-hmm.
And then stock extras, multiple bandages, lots. Like, a box of bandages doesn't cost much, and even the good ones, like Johnson & Johnson and stuff like that.
That's the good stuff.
They'll pitch for Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
But just, like, better quality stuff. Uh-huh. You can stock up on a lot of it. And then practice with your family. I play doctor all the time with my wife. Okay? Been practicing all the time.
I think your eggs need to be elevated. My test is reading out.
This may seem unprofessional, but
I'm going to show you how I'm going to elevate your eggs now.
I got a support mechanism that I want to show you.
This is a trick I learned back in college. Here we go.
Yeah, but you can. When your kids, like, have a little accident, go through with them how.
I had an accident.
Not that kind of accident. But, you know, if they fall and scrape themselves, go through it with them, like, how to take care of that little scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just put a Band-Aid on it and call it good, which is typically what I'll do.
Yeah.
And then label everything for clarity. Mm-hmm. If you have bottles of medicine or leftover antibiotics, not saying that's the best thing, but, or you do, like, you went to contingency medical and bought some of that stuff, like, just put a label on it what it's for. You can be like, UTI, bronchitis, and then the directions. Mm-hmm. Just make it nice, easy, and clear with all of your supplies. So
I agree.
That is important stuff. That, you know what else is important?
What?
TacPack.
You're right.
Today's podcast is actually brought to you by TacPack.
Love those guys.
The only tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside the box.
Mm.
Use code CASUALPEPPERS and get a free $70 machine made part from Next Level Armament.
Boom.
It's like giving a gift to your firearms.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't overlook
it. Use our code and you get a free item plus awesome stuff from TacPack.
Love it. So, we're talking about first aid, and it's about handling immediate injuries and emergencies. But what happens kind of after that initial crisis? If you're in a long-term survival situation, it means thinking beyond like the bandages and the CPR. Your health and medical preparedness needs to cover chronic conditions, infection control, long-term care when Cam's not available to tell you what to do. So the number one thing, like if your family member relies on prescription medications for whatever chronic condition they're dealing with, work with your doctor to secure a backup supply.
Yeah.
You know, that's, it's so important.
A lot of people are taking care of their parents or grandparents. Like,
exactly.
You got to have a plan for them.
Also, research alternatives. Are there natural ways that you can treat what's going on, even if it's not the best, obviously? But are there some things that you can do if you run out of those medications?
Yeah.
You just need to
gotta have a plan there.
Yeah. Know the signs of the worsening conditions. Maybe they have diabetes or high blood pressure or asthma. Understand what those signs look like.
Yep.
And know how to manage them without the doctor.
Yeah.
If you have to. If
they're under your care, you should understand everything about their health problem.
Exactly.
Because they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. They come in all the time and like, I don't know what to take. It's like, God, you don't even know how to manage your own disease.
Exactly.
Just die.
Just die already. In an SHTF scenario, like a small cut, again, it can turn deadly because infection is a real thing. So have some antibiotics if you can get them.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like you were saying, it's like out in the wilderness or whatever in a SHTF, like you have to treat everything like it's going to get infected.
Exactly. Because it probably will.
And it's going to be way harder to deal with.
Yeah. So having some extra antibiotics in places like contingency medical or Jay's case or whatever it is, so important to look into. You can obviously do fish antibiotics and there are other things you can do, but you need to have a plan for that. You need to understand proper wound care and cleaning, and all those things are so important. Learn wound care techniques for preventing infection, including how to use things like honey and sugar, maybe, if you had to, and herbal remedies.
Lick that.
Lick that.
You feel better than that.
Wait. That's good.
Yeah.
I have to bring this up. Dental and eye care and survival. There goes $50 just for saying a word. Tooth infections can become life-threatening if left untreated. So things like oral antibiotics, dental filling kits, tooth extraction tools in your kit aren't a bad thing to consider.
Yeah.
I know.
It's crazy. They have those dental filling kits.
I know.
Over the counter. I don't have one. I need to get one.
I should too.
They're $500, but
you got to get a small business.
It's got a little crown in there.
Yeah. It's made of gold.
Just has a card for a dentist on the back. Gosh dang it.
Why did I buy this?
Yeah.
Losing money all over the place. Also, like, if you have vision issues, backup glasses, and contacts. Man, that's such a good,
like, I think that gets totally overlooked.
Yeah, because
you go blind.
What are you going to do? Yeah. I don't know. You can't give yourself LASIK.
Yeah. What happens when you're, like, pulverized?
Yeah.
Your glasses are shattered.
Pulverized.
Now what?
Yeah. Mental and physical health maintenance. You need to consider this long-term stress.
Absolutely.
Poor nutrition. All these things can lead to weakened immune systems, fatigue, and mental breakdowns.
Yeah. If it hasn't caught up to you yet, as soon as SHTF, boom, it's right there.
You're done,
on your front door.
So if you can stockpile things like multivitamins, you know, immune boosters, stress relievers, herbal supplements or teas, why not?
Yeah.
Look into that as part of this, right? Learn basic physical therapy techniques for injury recovery.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like, figure out, what do I do if I pull a hammy or a roll an ankle? Understand how to treat it, because you're going to be the guy that's going to have to figure it out.
At least get a book how to treat it.
Yeah, exactly. Get a book.
Yeah.
So anyways, some other things to think about within, like, this whole first aid realm.
Yeah. Know? No, that's great. Mm-hmm. I know we went through that a lot, and there's a ton with first aid, but it's important, man.
It's so important.
Build a first aid kit. Like, you'll learn the supplies that are inside, what's useful, what you understand about medicine, what skills you need to work on. Learn and make sure you learn those essential skills. CPR, you never know, like at a restaurant, on a plane or something, like you may be the only person there that could help save someone's life.
It scares me too much, man.
Like, I hate it.
I don't trust myself enough. I could never be in the medical field.
Yeah.
I don't trust myself enough to know what
to
do.
There's a good Samaritan law for a reason.
There is. It's true. Yeah.
But bleeding control, choking, burns, I mean, you're going to be pretty much the medic for your family, most likely, until you can get to or find someone to help. So you need to learn these things. Practice with your family, with your wife, with your husband, whichever you want. You can play doctor anytime you want.
Heck yeah.
But I do have a challenge for you again.
Yes.
Review your first aid kit this week. Make sure it's stocked and it's not full of garbage material.
Most of my first aid kits are mostly Band-Aid wrappers. Exactly. That's the bulk of the kit.
Get back into it. I love that.
The kids are always like, put the Band-Aid on, put it right back in, zip it up, put it back.
Well, thanks, kids.
Yeah,
you opened it up, it's just all wrappers.
It's like half my freezer's that way, too. Not Band-Aid wrappers, but like... like
what a Band-Aid right now.
Empty boxes and stuff.
That's so frustrating.
That makes me insanely irate. I get so mad. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we got some pancakes left. I pull it up and it's empty. Just throw it across the damn room. I get so mad.
I know.
Nobody's done it. I haven't even
carton orange juice. You're like, it's completely empty.
I haven't eaten pancakes since the Carter administration. My kids, you know, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But yeah. Go through your first aid kit this week. Make sure it's stocked, up to date, ready to use.
Love it.
And that you understand the supplies that are in there and what you need to add to and what skills you should be learning. That is your challenge.
I really hope you guys are taking these challenges seriously.
It's easy.
It's easy.
You listen to it on a what, Thursday?
Probably, yeah.
And then this weekend, just go and look and check your med kit. That's
like this is good for you to do, people.
It's been good for me to do.
For me too.
I was like, oh, I haven't been checking this stuff.
No, I haven't been checking
these Band-Aids are all rotten.
I don't even have a Band-Aid.
Didn't know to elevate eggs. That's the first time I heard that one. I
write that one down.
Yeah. So anyways, go do it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you've hit subscribe. Make sure you're following us on all the places that we are. Make sure you go follow our other podcast. This podcast is a secret. We're not telling anybody because it's a secret.
Yeah, but you need to tell people.
But you need to tell everybody, but don't tell a damn soul. Don't tell anyone.
Look at me. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Shut your mouth when you're talking to me. All right. Thank you guys so much, and stay survived.